Good morning, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining us once again at the Crockett Church of Christ for this radio broadcast each Sunday morning. We appreciate your time very much and hope that you turn in your Bible and check out the verses that are used so that you may grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We remind you of the services of the Crockett Church of Christ as we gather on Sundays. Bible study classes get underway at 9:30, then at 10:30, a service in the auditorium, and at 6 o'clock that evening. We invite you to come and be with us if you can, and hope that you'll bring your Bible with you and enjoy a biblical study at that time with us. We've been emphasizing over the last several weeks our relationship that God wants us to sustain to Him as well as to others around about us. A relationship that we maintain that is based upon His description of love, recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as the greatest of the commandments that He has given. It is noted that this love is the love that believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, never fails. It is a love that works out problems and troubles and difficulties. It is a love that shows itself for others as well as for God. This kind of love is the love that He taught us that we should have always. We emphasize the fact that Jesus said, "He that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." And then went on to say in John 12 at verse 49, "For the words I speak unto you are not my own. They are my Father's words. These are the words and teachings that I give unto you now." It is the case that Jesus is using the Father's words and the Father's will revealed in those words when He talks about the kind of love that we should have for one another and care that we should give to one another. This is a way of God that He would have us to do. And when Jesus said, "If you reject me and receive not my word, you have one that judgeth you. The word I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day." It's important for us to do what Jesus said do and be what He said for us to be as we live our lives on this earth below. As we work with others round about us, we'll find an opportunity to grow and abound, He says in Philippians 1 and also in chapter 2. He tells us to abound in that love for one another. He tells us not to grow in a way of hurting and speaking roughly to others, but to grow in that love, abound in that love. And that means to multiply it in our daily lives, in our hearts, in our thoughts for others. If we have a growing love in a relationship of a marriage, it'll be a growing love and it'll be demonstrated by the way that we talk, by the way that we act, by the way that we behave in life to a mate that we have chosen. It'll be the same thing in regard to growing in love for children that we have. For those children are special to us and special to the world in which they live, and how that they will love others, we will show them by demonstrating the love that we have for them ourselves. Illustrated in the New Testament of the Bible is Jesus' teaching regarding the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Listed in the book of Luke in reference to this matter, we find this to be the case that as we read about it, we read in Luke chapter 15 how that God so loved the world, and how that His Son so taught about that love. In Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7, we read about a shepherd who lost a sheep. Among those of the flock, he had every one but that one sheep that had gone astray. He secured those that were with him, and then he went seeking for the one that had gone astray. He sought until he had found him, and brought him back to the fold, and fed him and grazed him and loved him and showed him that he cared about his return and being with them. This is applied by the Lord Himself to understand that we cause God pain when we are parted from Him, when we're separated from Him, when we fall away. And that personal relationship that we have will be asking the question, will I do this and please God? Will I be this and please God? Will I choose this way of life and please God? If I will do that, then it will be a good choice on my part. But if I can't say that it will please God, no matter that it pleases my fellow man, no matter that it pleases the company with which I work, no matter that it pleases everyone around me as fellow workers, I'm not pleasing in the sight of God. I know that I'm not doing the right thing. It will not last. It will not grow. It will not be the kind of love that God would have me to be. But if I will love as I will grow in that grace and knowledge of the Lord, I'll have a wonderful relationship with others round about me. In order for Jesus to illustrate that point, in Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10, he talked about the man who had lost a coin, a valuable coin that he had. He had keys, he had a wallet, he had a way of keeping up with his money, and he noticed one day that there was one of the coins that was missing. He began to look for that coin, and as a result, he by and by found that coin. In today's money, we might find ourselves in a wealth. Someone suggested that this coin amounted to just the value of $1.25 or $3.25. Whatever value it was valuable to him, and he wanted to find it. And because of the carelessness of looking the other way and having it to be missing from his coin purse, he had lost the value of that coin. But he sought it out. And as he sought it out, he found it. And he caused others to come and rejoice with him that he had found that which he had lost, emphasizing to them a way of life that they could practice as well, because they would lose things, and the things of value to them needed to be restored. The big part of the story there in Luke chapter 15 is found in verses 11 through 32. In living with the lost, we find that we find a way in which we can find to be pleasing to our Heavenly Father. But in this particular instance, in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, we read where this was not the case with everyone in this father's family. There was a son that wanted to have his inheritance early and wanted to go into what's called the far country, far away from his father, far away from the love of his father, far away from the service of his father, far away from the care of his father. He wanted to go into that far away country. In his way of doing that, he found himself soon to be spending all that he had. As a result of spending all that he had, he began to be in want. And because he was in want, he began to ask of others, no doubt with whom he had worked and labored, to serve him and to help with him. But they turned him down on the basis that it was his hard luck, it was his difficulty, it was their good luck when they had the money from him, and thus they did not have the wherewithal to share with him, and they would not share with him. This young man went so far as to go into a man who offered him a job, and how that those particular ones that he wanted to serve would not be what he would choose at all. This young man began to be in want, and he was in such need that he went and hired out to a man who offered him a job to feed the pigs, the swine. For a young Jewish boy as he was, this was about the limit of his work and earn on earth and being on earth. But he nevertheless did it and found himself kind of jealous of the swine as they ate their slop and ate their slop in such a joyful way. He kind of feigned himself that he would have eaten of the food that the swine did partake. But no man gave unto him. Think about his lot in life. What would he do? His father was a father who cared about him and did not want him to leave, but nevertheless did not prohibit him from going his chosen way that he wanted to go. It is described as a father who cared for him enough that as he began to leave, We know that the Father did not get the fatted calf in just a few days. He actually planned for the young man's return. He did not plan for him to be gone always. And he was looking for his return. He was looking so much for his return that when he arose and came to his father, that when he was still a way off, his father saw him and had compassion upon him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the servants, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand of authority for the family, and sandals on his feet, that he might be comforted. And bring the fatted calf, and sacrifice it, that we may eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, he said, and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. That didn't happen in just one day, in one time, one event. He was planning and thinking about how he would act upon this young man when he returned to his home, returned to his way of love and his way of life. It is noted regarding this matter that the young man had a brother who was working out in the fields, a brother who was working there and had an attitude about it in regard to his work. He wasn't looking for anything extra from his father. He wasn't looking for any extra love from his father, though he had it right there at his very presence. But he called his servants and asked them, what did this mean? What's all the joy going on? What's all the happiness? And they told him, your brother has come. And because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore the father came and said unto him, whatever is in this house is yours to have. This young man replied in this way. He said, I served you all these years. We heard, no doubt, about how the young man was over in the far country, living it up and being foolish with his funds and so forth. He said, this is the way that I did, though. I served you. I kept on doing the things for you here. But he was reminded that this brother had gone away and found himself when he was away. He realized the love that he was missing. He realized the care that he was missing. And he had returned. He saw it only in a jealous rage, saying that he would not forgive him. He would not do that. Son, he said, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It is right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother, out of the same womb, the word brother means from the same womb. He said, from your brother was dead and is alive again. He was dead so far as us are concerned, so far as our work is concerned, so far as our day is concerned. He was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is now found. Think about your relationship with the Lord today as you read this sacred passage of Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. And think about the way in which you have reacted to God's love and care. Not taking it for granted, I hope. Not rejecting it for others, I certainly hope. And the idea of having a great sense of love and a great sense of hope should be yours. Would it have been the case that he went to the far country to see how he was doing, to see what was happening to him? We don't read of that. But if he had done that, if he had gone to the far country and just saw what he was doing over there in that far country and came back with a verified record rather than walking up to him and saying, is this where you want to be? Is this where the Father led you to be? Is this where the Father taught you? The questions that would be asked on that day might have caused him to become more aware of where he was at the time. But that wasn't done. He was simply there at home. He was working and had an attitude developed in that work about how that he despised his brother. And his father now was kind to him, and he couldn't believe that he was that way. The Father cares for you and me, and he cares for us greatly. And we can return to him from the far country that we've gone to, from the lack of worship that we've done, for the lack of service that we've rendered, for the lack of help that we've rendered to others. We find ourselves looking at that situation rather than looking at the love that the Father has for us. And as the Father has that love for us, let us maintain that love for other people as well. Have you ever been to a lost and found department? A lost and found place where people keep up with things that have been just left behind? There are sometimes occasions where people have unrealized that they have placed a Bible on top of their car, driven off from the church service, and it falls off in the road. And by somebody's thoughtfulness of picking it up, seeing the name inside it, they've looked up that individual and they have been rewarded with having it to be returned to them. But it was lost. There are all sorts of things that are lost these days. Some people lose their false teeth. Some people lose their watches. Backpacks are lost on campouts. Lunch pails are lost as they go to school. Umbrellas are lost and cell phones are lost. All kind of things like that find their way to the lost and found department. Each year we have a whole group of towels and hand towels that are left at camp because young people, when they get ready to leave, don't see that going by the bathhouse and going by the outside area where you dry clothes is anything to them. They just pick up what's there on the bunk and they go to the car. And yet there are just hundreds of those things. Of course, we turn around and make use of those things that are not classified and caught as to children's homes and places like that that have a need for those kind of things. After being washed and cared for, they are just as good as they ever were. And so those particular things can be useful, but they have been lost to the usefulness of that person who originally owned them. Think about your way of life and think about where you are in the worship of God and the service of God, and where we invite you to a service that has a morning service, 9:30 and 10:30, but you also have an evening service at 6 p.m. Someone says, I have to work and my job requires of me to work in such a way that I'm not off till late that afternoon, but on my way home, I can stop and worship the Lord there at the Crockett Church of Christ, hear a Bible sermon, read from the scripture and see about it, and know my work is okay, and my work is okay with God, and my relationship with God has been maintained during that day. I find myself enjoying that relationship with the Lord. You can do that. We're at 7478 Highway 4 West, in Senatobia, Mississippi, 38668. And as you come and visit with us at a night service, you're at no less fault than if you were at a morning service. Thank you for coming and being with us. And for the restoration to God's hands is our real goal and our real desire. Think about the way that we are as we lose out our way of life with God. We lose out the love that we have for the way that he wants us to go, the things that he wants us to do and care for others. We find ourselves losing out. And if we find ourselves losing out, we'll find ourselves looking to the far country for the way of life that we are going to have. Think about the way of life that we could have with other brothers and sisters in Christ. It is said by Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1 and at verse 22, since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for the sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. He tells us to be people who grow in that love and be all the kind of people that we ought to be. He goes on to say there in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, to sum up, all of you, be harmonious, be sympathetic, be brotherly, be kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil and insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you are called for every purpose, that you might inherit a blessing yourself. God wants us to inherit a blessing and be a blessing for the lives of others. And as we are in life, we see others that have fallen away, and we encourage them along the way. It is said regarding this matter that we are people who love the ways of the Lord. It is said, but no one can tame the tongue, James says in James 3 at verse 8. It a restless evil and full of deadly poison, he says. With it bless we God and the Father, and with it we curse men. We have been able to do that in the who made in the likeness of God. And then from the same mouth come both blessings and cursings. He says, my brethren, James 3 at verse 10, these things ought not so to be. We're not pleasing God when we find ourselves going into that way of life and showing a way of not love, cursing others, profaning others as we live from day to day. I know this is one particular type of relationship that we should not maintain, and a relationship that we should maintain, the love that we have for God, the love that we have for one another. And as we have that kind of love, we maintain a way of life as we illustrate it to others. When others find themselves in financial need, in need of certain things in life, in need of care in life, in need of good health in life, we reach out and we show love to them. It's the way of the faith. It's the way of the teaching. It's the way of the Lord. And as the church finds itself with the beloved bride of Christ, Revelation 19 and verse 7, we're to be people who are precious in the way that we do this. We find ourselves purchased by the blood of Christ in Acts 20 and verse 28. And we find ourselves showing a love for one another that's been purchased by the blood of Christ. God designed the church. And as a result of that, the criticism of others and its membership are needless criticisms on our part. Let us be people who are determined to be impressive of every way of life that's a spiritual walk, a spiritual way of life, a spiritual service. And notice that as we serve, we'll be doing good as God would have us to do. Thank you for your time today. Let me remind you again of the services of the Crockett Church of Christ. As we have the opportunity to serve the Lord, an opportunity to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, an opportunity to read from the Bible and see what God would have us to do and how God would have us to behave in life, and then begin to practice that way of life, we have an opportunity to really be what God would have us to be. If we're not, have we not fallen in the same category as the young man who had fallen away, going into far country, who had a brother who really did not love him at all and despised him for his return to the father's house. When the father loved him and cared for him, and he was dead and is alive again, he said. That's the way of life that we want to bestow and befollow as we live on this earth. That's the way of life that we should. What about our King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Does he not love us this way? Does he not care enough to tell us how to return to his right way? And does he not love us enough to warn us about the dangers and the pitfalls that we may face as we go out into life and out in the world in which we live? He offers to us great hope and great peace. It is said in Romans 8 and verse 31, if God is for us, who is against us? He tells us again, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him freely give you all things? In Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, you read of the wonderful abiding love of God. It's not a temporary thing. It's not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. It is not something that once in a while it shows up. It is a love that shows up because we care about Him, and He cares greatly about us. When we find ourselves in sin and wrongdoing, we'll find a way of life that we follow. And as we follow, it will be away from God, away from His way, away from His hope, and away from His salvation. But we are lost and now made alive again. And we find ourselves rejoicing in the relationship with God of that great love He has for us. As we were lost, now we are found. What a blessing it is to have in life as we grow. Now notice that we can grow in that way. As you read in the book of Philippians, in basis of this, abound in that love and demonstrate it by way of your growing in the fellowship that's supplied through our Lord Jesus Christ. The fellowship that's supplied through Christ Jesus has a person who is abounding in a way of love, abounding in that way, growing in that way, becoming more and more appreciative of that, in a way of life that we can follow that is of God, a way of life that we can go with that is of the Lord. We invite you to the Crockett Church of Christ, located at 7478 Highway 4 West in Senatobia, Mississippi. Out on the Tunica side of Senatobia, you'll find us right there in a big sign out in the next to the highway that reminds you of the service times of this, the Crockett Church of Christ. We certainly invite you to be a part of it and look forward to your being part of it this very week. Thank you for your time today and for your study of this unique relationship of love and how it's maintained by the Heavenly Father, even though we have maybe turned our side away from Him. It's still a love that He has for us. Thank you for your time. This is Robert Ross.